There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust it. We are controlling transmission. We will control the frequency. For the next 3 hours, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Great morning, Mid-Michigan. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, our producer, Scott Eckersley, the Jack and Tom Show. 1320 WILS, Saturday, August 14th, 2010. You know what that means, Tom?
What does that mean, Jack?
It means 1,014 days since Michigan has beaten Michigan State in anything that matters
to
you.
I knew that was the angle you were coming from. You're so predictable. Now, well, you've been using that little poke at me now three, 4 weeks in a row.
I just keep using it until it changes.
Well,
come back and see me in 2012.
I'll come see you on, actually, it'll be the evening of October 9th. I'll give you a call.
Are you going to have your phone on if it turns out the other way?
Damn right I'm going to have that phone on.
You're going to have that on?
Michigan's going to win that game over Sparty.
Okay, whatever you say.
Yeah. And if they don't, he's gone. That's the tagline.
Michigan's got another important game it has to win today in Seattle.
Yeah, Rich Rod hopping on a plane and heading out there. Boy, now there's a distraction. That's a distraction.
Exactly.
You know, you're about ready to start. They had single sessions this week. They're going to do doubles starting on Monday, and they're getting into the jaws of it, all the, you know, preparation for 3 weeks out, and he's got to hop on a plane.
Be answering questions about that. It's just, as you say, a distraction, a departure from the norm, and it's not like they're going to render a decision this afternoon. The Committee on Infractions are going to sit there, mull it over. They'll look at it for 6 to 8 weeks.
Absolutely. It's going to take forever. And it's in the paper. It's in the paper. That's just another negative. And you know what's doing the recruiting? And you talk to any of the recruitniks, the experts. You talk to the people that follow the program real closely. There are a lot of top-notch recruits. I'm talking 4-star, 5-star kids are waiting to see how this season goes with Rich Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're they're not.
Don't you think they would be interested, or another group would be interested then, if he's not there? If they bring in a different coach? A Jim Harbaugh, whatever?
Most players go to a program because of the coach.
Absolutely.
And the assistant coach.
Absolutely.
And, people, fail to realize that, it's not only Rich Rodriguez's future that's frozen, but all his assistants that go with him.
You know what reminded us of that? Scott, we did this week. We've been talking to players, and we asked basketball players, did you commit to Michigan State? Did you commit to Tom Izzo? That's what it's all about. It's the coach.
Now there's going to be probably 10-20% of the the green belly kid, the blue belly kid who all they want to do is run out of that tunnel.
Right.
And who got, like Max Bulla although Max Bulla could have gone to Notre Dame easily because of the family ties in that direction as well, but still there are kids that'll go there no matter who's the coach. But very few of them.
UCLA too with Chuck being out there as an assistant.
Max Bulla had a lot of options, and he was a good enough player. He could have had as many probably offers as he wanted. But
It's funny. We talk about players that we've watched starting to feel a little bit older.
Yeah.
I was over at Hank's house, Hank and Luann, right? And he said, come on in. We got Chuck up on Skype.
This is recently.
Yeah, this is a few weeks ago. And I was returning something that I had borrowed from him for Sport Magazine.
So Henry Bulla knows what Skype is?
Oh, yeah. He's got, he can see the grandkids. This is a great thing. And so Chuck is grilling some steaks and burgers and things out in L.A. And, meanwhile, they got the camera there and they're talking and stuff like that. And Chuck would not stop calling me Mr. Ebling.
Really?
Yeah. And he's telling the kids, this is Mr. Ebling. This is, I'm like, hey, Chuck.
Well, keep in mind, though, think of the last interactions. He's a player. You're the sports, the beat writer for the Lansing State Journal, the columnist at that time. You're doing the columns and everything.
Yeah. And he wants the kids to have a certain reaction. Same way Carlton Valentine did.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't deserve that much respect.
No, not at all. Not even
I'd be
close.
The first to say that.
Not even close. Hey, we have a ton to talk about today. Scott's got a whole itinerary laid out here.
Let's take a look at it.
Oh, the PGA Championship. I mean, these guys, this is suddenly going to turn into an endurance test.
No, it's fog. The heat is incredible they're dealing with.
Is that what's causing this fog?
Oh, the
combination of the heat and the water, is that what it is?
The humidity.
I'm not a meteorologist. Let's get Andy Provenzano.
Come on. You know, the humidity around here this past week has been a joke. I mean, I feel like I live in Southeast Texas. I want fall to come. I'm tired of this. And they've been dealing with this out in Wisconsin at the PGA Championships. It's, you know, it's all that humidity, and then the sun pops, and they're dying.
You know, I mentioned Andy Provenzano just in passing.
I always wanted to be a meteorologist.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Dennis Wayne was my hero. The little pointer?
Yeah, you like that? Yeah.
That little pointer?
It probably should have something like that, like meteorologist fantasy camp, you know, where you could go and you could learn how to do that. Remember Sonny Elliott? You don't remember Sonny Elliott?
Yeah, I do. Channel 2? Channel 4.
Channel 4.
Yeah.
In Detroit.
Well, I used to be on the antenna.
You could do that here. You could.
Well, because I wanted to see the Channel 4 Sports.
Oh, my God. Sick.
Al Ackerman, or not Al Ackerman, but.
Sick can he be, ladies and gentlemen? Don Kramer.
Don Kramer. Because he covered Michigan.
Yeah.
It was all about Michigan.
All he cared about, ladies and gentlemen, even then.
But anyway.
So Andy Provenzano is the commissioner of our fantasy football league.
Really?
And I want to really lay down the gauntlet here for all fantasy football commissioners. This is the way you do it. You have a preseason get-together. Little golf, few beers, few brats, burgers, whatever the case may be. Going to go out there to his place. A little bit out of the city.
Does he have Doppler radar in his backyard?
Probably does. Probably does. Who knows? We may be watching storm fronts blow in.
But you know, whenever you always see the rookie chief meteorologist on television shows, you know, you can tell some of the rookies, they're looking at the prompter, you know, when they're pointing. Some of them are better than others, but.
It's a skill, yeah.
I'd be so good at that. Someone needs.
Ladies
to
and gentlemen, if you're a TV general manager and you're looking for a budding, not so young meteorologist
with a face for radio, give Tom Crawford a call.
You could be Jim Geyer. You could come in here and do the weekends for somebody, right?
Yeah.
Anything else to do on Saturday nights?
I could do that.
Except you'd start crying as soon as they went to the sports. That'd be the bad part. The middle of the winter, they put up the Michigan basketball score. And what happened to the weather guy? Where's he going?
But anyway, back to weather.
Yes.
I cannot wait till this cold front comes marching in tomorrow and blows this humidity out because, you know, our youth football players in East Lansing are sweating to death, you know, every night. And it's hot. This is really hot.
Yeah. Now, Cody, less than 2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
He's got 2 weeks from today, we're going to be doing postmortems.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about games. Scott will have been out at a game. Andrea will have been out at a game.
No, it's coming so quickly.
You and I will have been at the same game. We try not to do that. We don't want to be seen with each other in public. But we're going to be at Hazlitt,
Jamie Gent Field.
I'm glad you said that because we're going to talk to him.
What a segue. Do we instinctively choreograph this? Or?
Some would think we actually practice this stuff. No chance of that, ladies and gentlemen.
Doing your research, too, on genders of athletic directors. Rule number one in sports talk radio on a local level.
We're going to talk to him about playing fields. And maybe you'll feel better about East Lansing when we're done. Right? He had a Trey Rogers field.
We have a Trey Rogers field now.
You do now.
Yeah.
Hey, how was the practice field?
I want field turf.
Yeah, you still want
that's
the field
the best
turf.
Solution.
You still want that. In terms of, you got a blue and white scrimmage this morning.
Yeah, down at the pit.
The pit. Now, that's over what, McDonald Middle School?
Yeah, it's east of McDonald Middle School. That's where the varsity practices. East Lansing has got to be the only high school in the state of Michigan who gets on a school bus to go to practice. They've been doing that for 40 years. Is that crazy or what?
That's a little crazy.
Yeah.
You know, where I went to school at Redford Union in Detroit, the field was at the old high school, which became junior high.
Okay.
Lola Valley Junior High.
Yeah.
So you still practiced.
I'm not talking about you know, Eastern High School getting on bus to go to second, you know, that kind of stuff. No, I'm talking about practice.
Practice.
Yeah.
You're talking about practice.
Practice. Yeah. That's a little strange. But field turf could have remedied that. But someday down the line.
Speaking of practice and the NBA, did you see all those NBA guys
all
there
on
last
stage
night?
At one time?
Did you see Walt Bellamy challenge the Dream Team? Now, these are the 1960 Olympians who brought their – they all had their shoes. They all had their tennis shoes with them, gym shoes.
Walt Bellamy, who played for the Knicks?
Yeah.
I didn't see that clip.
He was talking to Charles Barkley, and it was kind of a throwdown to those guys. But it was fun. That was a fun ceremony to watch. If you ever see the replay of it, you get a chance
to
go back and watch it.
I saw a little clip on SportsCenter, but
yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of John in the NBA. It's great. That's what makes it, the personalities.
Yeah. Scottie Pippen.
There are a lot of legends up there.
Karl Malone.
Karl Malone, I did see his speech. Stellar.
You didn't like Karl Malone at the end, though, when he went to the Lakers, right? You thought he should have stayed.
Yeah, that was a little, he should have stayed with Utah. I mean, come on.
The reason I bring that up is Lansing's own, Irvin Magic Johnson.
What's this thing about a partnership?
Maybe leaving the Lakers. Can you believe this?
Well, he can't be part-time owner of both.
No,
he's got to go one direction.
5% of the Lakers. Scott, this is a big story. This is the one story that we could have missed, but some people were on top of it last night.
Yeah.
And, he tried to get...
Daniel Six was on top of it.
He tried to get the Warriors and got shut out on that deal. And now, knowing Irvin, it would not surprise me at all if he just wants to be in the game.
Well, why can't he just be owner of the Lakers?
He can't, because it's already owned.
Well, he owns 5%, I thought.
Well, he does. He owns 5%, but that doesn't do much. I mean, it gives him a good parking space.
He wants to be a majority owner.
He wants to have some control. He didn't have any control now. I mean, he didn't have any.
Was he going to bid on the Pistons?
I think so.
I'll bid Mike
Ilitch. He's trying to get a partnership together.
With the Ilitch?
It wouldn't surprise me if he tried to get in with Ilitch. I don't know that would work. I would tend to doubt it, and I think it would be really strange the first time the Pistons and Lakers played. We know that won't be in the NBA Finals anytime soon, but it would be very interesting to watch.
But that's, there's nothing.
Can't imagine.
I mean, Michael Jordan's with the Wizards now. Carolina.
Yeah.
Now he's a Bull. He's a Chicago Bull in my mind.
Yeah, and that's strange to me too. I mean, when you talk about guys playing with other teams at the end of their career, see what O.J. Simpson did. And you see what Joe Namath did with the Rams and O.J.
Rams and
with
the
49ers.
Oh, that was
Joe Montana.
Sad.
At least Joe Montana with the Chiefs, he had a few good passes left in him.
He did. But Joe Namath with the Rams was pathetic.
That hurt. That was like Willie Mays with the Mets.
Yeah.
You just don't want to see it.
Eddie Matthews with the Tigers.
I'm really bad about this with people in the hospital. I don't look at the obits. I'm afraid I'll see my name. I don't like to go visit people in the hospital. When you're out of the hospital...
You're a fair weather friend.
I'll check on you, find out how you are, but
no.
I'll go see you when you're home. I don't want to go see you in the hospital because I don't want to see you that way.
That's being selfish.
I guess.
That's when they need you the most. That's like when a team is losing.
Need someone. I'll tell you what, when I'm in a hospital, I'm going to put two padlocks on that door.
Really?
I don't want to see anybody there.
Your ego.
No, I don't want to see him then.
Your vanity's going to come into play.
You're struggling. What can you do? Come over and say, geez, you look terrible.
Well, no, everybody likes it. I've never had an overnight stay in a hospital. But
you're due, Tom.
I would never. I'm keeping that.
Maybe when that heart rate starts going here, October 9th, and then they're going to take you down.
Yesterday was Friday the 13th. But I just soon have some visitors run some clock, with me. You don't want?
No. Don't want visitors, and I don't want to be one. And I apologize to everyone I should have seen over the years. But you know what? Dr. Fred Tinning, I went and saw him.
Well, how do you acknowledge that you care when they're in need?
Call. You can call. You can check. You can send a note. You can do some things like that. You're thinking of the person, absolutely. But you don't want that image. You don't want that image of Willie Mays or Joe Namath or O.J. Simpson or anybody else. Just a shell of their former athletic ability. And I don't want to see somebody. And Tom, I do want to tell you right now, when you're in the hospital, I'm not coming to see you.
Are you one of those guys that pushed me off a cliff at 75? Are you one of those that don't want to go old?
No, I want you to hang around here as long as you can. 25 years. I hope we're still here, and Scott will be the general manager of a radio station group.
Oh, a string of them.
Yeah.
The Eckersley Group.
We'll be producing for him. He and Dave Benton will have their show here in prime time, and
paybacks are hell, right?
We'll be saying, Scott, what is this button over here?
Well, you got the whole thing foreshadowed, don't you?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. We have a lot to talk about today. And
we're rambling.
The Lions
here.
Get going. How about that?
Yeah, and it's on the road. That means we can see it live. That's why I always like to have them have road games.
Yeah, they have a different crew. The broadcast crew is
always
different.
Who's on the crew?
Right?
Well, I don't care about
Matt Shepard? Rob Rubick, right?
I think that's who it is.
And the home games,
yeah.
Beckman's been doing those, hasn't he? Who does the home games?
I think it's been a while. I think Shepard has been doing them.
Even the home games?
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought you said there was a different
Frank's got to get ready for his show, and he's probably got two or three more rounds of golf to play.
But anyway, because,
each day.
Because the home games, you got to watch them the next day, and I'm just,
yeah,
I don't
want
to
tape
watch.
You don't want that. You get the, no, you don't want that.
No.
No.
So it'll be interesting to see. But you know, the starters, you only see one quarter typically in exhibition game number one, so that'll be the case.
Lions Steelers, 7:30, and who would you rather have as your quarterback right now? Matthew Stafford or Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh, Matt Stafford.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Even though he
too
throws a lot
baggage.
Of interceptions. And Ben Roethlisberger wins Super Bowl.
Too much baggage with Ben. So. Baggage Ben. No, I don't want that. No, I don't know. No, 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 no.
You know, he sounds like one of these Michigan guys like Ty Law or somebody changing his hometown. Did you see this?
No.
Yeah. Scott, explain this.
Yeah, apparently Ben Roethlisberger was a little upset at Findlay, Ohio for, well, Findlay was upset with him for how he acts,
his behavior.
Basically.
They
yeah.
disowned him.
Yeah, and so he, in a very mature way, decided to get back at them by changing his hometown in the media guide to, what is it, to Corey Rawson, which yeah. is a town that doesn't exist. That's
like
the name of a school he went to.
Really?
He's a very mature person.
Hey, Al Horford took a lot of gas for that.
I was
didn't
a little
be
surprised
from
at
Grand
that.
Ledge.
Yeah, why was that? What was that about?
I don't know, but you know what else surprised me?
That shot me in the final
I like
four.
Al Horford, okay? I really like him.
Right.
But we had Tony Sweet on Every Spin on Sports when I sat in for Dave DeMarco last week. I said to Tony Sweet, so what did you hear from Al Horford?
Nothing.
Not like he wouldn't know. It just struck me as strange. I hope those two have made contact.
Okay.
We will be back in just a moment. We have tons to talk about and a lot of guests.
We're just getting warmed up here.
Oh, yeah. We got seven guests today. Big show.
Yeah, big show.
And, Tom, you're going to be with
us
for the first 2 hours.
I'm going to do a remote from the pit.
There you go. We'll be right back with more. 393-3700, 393-3700. You can listen in live or you can hear podcast segments later on if you missed something this morning. At 1320WILS.com. We'll be right back on the Jack and Tom Show.